this in the Community Matters show, but just in terms of the overall cost of property, right, per square meter, a cost of property in the Western Cape costs as high as, on average, as high as 17,487 rand per square meter. That's in the Western Cape. And it is significantly higher than many other parts of the country. Why do you think that is, firstly?
Well, first and foremost, you know, in terms, again, it's where you do live in the Western Cape. There are areas where the cost per square meter is much lower. It's also the availability factor of affordable housing, which can be developed on suitable land, where obviously, you know, the price per square meter, it can be reduced. And you would have no Western Cape provincial government through my department. We have started introducing mega projects in the inner city, but also on other, in other areas of the city where we seek to actually influence and bring down that cost per square meter. But at the moment, it is led by the private sector, which does influence your production cost, which massively contributes to the square meters, right, which obviously as a provincial government, through our own intervention to use our own state-owned land, we will seek to ultimately bring to a much more affordable level.
Yeah, I think there's also then questions around qualification for those various projects that you've discussed. And I think for our listeners that perhaps caught our conversation the other evening, they would have heard the conversation, for example, around Kunaradi Park as being one of those developments. But the argument that I've heard from some, even some of our own colleagues here in the building, saying, how do we even get to qualify for this? And the qualification criteria at times being too taxing. What do you make of, I guess, then some of that sentiment?
Well, firstly, we need to understand, and I'll use Kunaradi Park as an example. We have what is called the first home finance product of the Human Settlements branch within my department, where previously, yes, it would have been a very taxing exercise to actually meet the qualifying criteria. We successfully lobbied for a change in how that policy is delinked from just being mortgaged backed, also ensuring that there are other forms of financing that can assist our possible qualifying beneficiary in that regard. And which will ultimately ensure that, yes, we do still focus on those earning between 3501 till 22,000 rand, but that there are other, and again, noting that there's a plethora of individuals in the city of Cape Town which actually fits within the affordable housing corridor, where we actually delink this from just being a bonded option, being well aware that some other individuals, you know, have other excess avenues in terms of obtaining funding for it. We've seen the major banks coming on board in terms of unsecured loans with registered we've seen pension-backed housing loans actually coming on board as part of this process. We have seen community-based saving schemes also being interested in this market, stockpile cooperatives, which are also allowed within this program. We have also seen in terms of if you're an employee of the state, employee-based housing schemes, affording and buying into the home loan system. And in the Western Cape, we've also now introduced rent-to-buy options as part of the first home finance focus within the Western Cape. And we even introduced a process where if an individual currently, and we do note the impact of COVID-19 in a number of our residents who are on the waiting list, you know, who might have a bit of a black spot, so to speak, on their credit record, where we as the Western Cape government through our branch Human Settlements ultimately introduced a program which focuses on consumer education, but also to take you on that path to being able to gain access to either deferred ownership or the first home finance process. But again, in terms of that, the unit costs, which we also focus on through our various developments, does make it actually affordable if you do follow the different pathways, either outright, you know, getting a loan, if you do not choose to opt for a bond. We did a pilot in terms of deferred ownership, which has been massively successful, and we are about to launch a similar product in one of our big catalytic projects in the city of Cape Town as well.
I guess, Minister, that's one element of this particular conversation. The other part of this conversation is the fact that the economy is struggling, wages are not rising, and in the Western Cape, in particular, property prices have increased to the point that for many young people in the Western Cape, in particular, the prospect of buying a house just seems unrealistic. And I'm wondering then, what does that overall, conversation look like in terms of addressing it? Because certainly it's not a sustainable situation that we find ourselves in. But in just a minute, what do you think beyond that needs to be done?
Well, indeed, the Western Cape government, through my department, does have a role to play in terms of utilizing our own state assets, again, to ensure that more affordable units are brought into the market, being well aware of the realities which we find ourselves in. And we have seen it is possible. And again, which is why we have chosen this year to launch 3 of our 5 mega projects, and the 4th and 5th will be coming later online as well. But again, it's the issue of affordable housing and the aspect in the, which will be interesting to discuss on another day, the issue of how the young generation actually see ownership, because there are new forms of ownership which ultimately does speak to the reality of our young people's migration, to their perception of how they see future ownership as well.
Yeah. Minister Tertius Simmers, the MEC for Infrastructure in the Western Cape, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Cool. Thank you very much.